Welcome to Get Real with Dr. Ronay, Doctor of Clinical Psychology and Trauma Specialist. Dr. Ronay Calvert is Executive Director of Live Treatment Concierge Services. Live Treatment provides a unique wraparound approach of concierge services in person and virtually, specifically tailored to each client with a level of effectiveness that transcends any other program. In her daily experience of guiding clients to recovery and emotional freedom, Dr. Ronay Calvert gets real to shed light on subjects that have remained in the shadows with courage and compassion. Joined by Bindi Height, international spiritual coach and mentor from Ethical Change Agency, with the mission to inspire change makers and holistic healers to create collective change to make the world a better place through the power of human connection, purpose, and podcasts. It's time to get real. Hey, Ronay.
Hey, Bindi.
Now, today I want to talk to you about breakthroughs, breakups, and breakdowns, your relationship with yourself and others. So, we're not just talking about romantic relationships here either. It's any kind of relationship, right?
Absolutely.
So, we often talk about breakdowns, and not just the psychological ones, but I always have the analogy that, our events in life are a bit like a trampoline, and you can't go up unless you go down. And sometimes, and again, it comes back to that contrast and that consciousness of understanding you can't have one without the other. And I know it's something that you often say is that you often need to break down to break through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what I mean by breakdown is not necessarily, although it could be, it doesn't necessarily mean crying in a closet, you know, or completely losing our minds. But it does mean the breaking down of whatever beliefs that we held strongly to, that have been forced to change, that we've needed to change in order to move on with life. It's a vulnerability. Breaking down really is about deciding and allowing ourselves to be vulnerable enough to stop holding back the tide, to stop asking ourselves to be stagnant and not feel, but that the breakdown really is kind of the peeling back of that armor. It's the dropping that armor and dropping it to the floor and saying, I'm going to embrace the feeling. I'm going to allow myself the privilege of having the feeling. Feelings are there to be felt. If they are not felt, they will find a way of coming out. They will come out sideways. They will come out in our, you know, they will come out in our, when we least expect them. They'll come out, you know, and we won't know why all of a sudden we're angry or sad over a completely unrelated subject. So the idea is in allowing ourselves the quote unquote breakdown and allowing ourselves the vulnerability to be present with our feelings, to honor our feelings and what they are, we're actually on our way to achieving the breakthrough that can only be achieved by going through the eye of the needle. We actually can't avoid feelings by going over, under, or around them. We can only actually get to the other side by going through them.
Yeah, and I think we need to make space or hold space for ourselves where we feel the feels and understand that they are temporary. Every feeling that we have is temporary and every emotion that we're going through is temporary. But the more we fight it, the more resistance we're going to get because that can manifest in so many different ways, not just emotionally but also physically.
Absolutely. Our bodies and our minds are going to grab our attention. We're not going to fool ourselves into believing that our feelings don't exist. They will grow bigger and louder, kind of like that stranger that's knocking on your door until you finally pay attention. Honoring ourselves and honoring our humanity and our vulnerability, giving ourselves the time, the space, and the support to feel what we need to feel and to honor those feelings but also it, with the mindset that we're not just stuck in this place of feeling this way. Like you said, all feelings are temporary. There is a purpose to the breakdown. It's not weakness. It's not wallowing. It's not a pity party. You're feeling your feelings so that you can let them wash over you and be cleansed. You're feeling your feelings so that you can stop carrying them around with you in ways that are malignant. And by feeling, you're releasing. By feeling, you're moving through. And so in the breakdown is the breakthrough that awaits you. If you can just allow yourself the privilege and the self-respect and self-compassion of having the feelings so that you can actually get to the better self that awaits you just on the other side.
I love that. And, you know, I think when we're in those moments, we've been so conditioned to not have emotion, not to have feeling, just almost to be like robots. But we are human. We are designed to do this for very good reason. So we've just got to not fight it. And actually, this is where that breakthrough comes.
Absolutely. Having compassion for ourselves, having the understanding that the breakdown, quote unquote, is necessary, and that avoiding it only prolongs growth. Whatever messages we're giving ourselves while avoiding the quote unquote breakdown, you know, they're only serving to hold back our own personal evolution.
So when we're in that moment of breaking through and we are feeling those emotions and sensations of fear, and we're scared, we're nervous, we're vulnerable, that is all completely normal. And to fight it, to run from it, is only going to push you away from the growth that you're actually striving for.
Absolutely. I think all of us, you know, to that end, in terms of the work you and I do, Bindi, you know, it's knowing in those moments that, yes, it is a personal experience and, yes, it's a personal breakdown to break through, but it's also supporting yourself in those moments and knowing which people and sources of strength and compassion in your life outside of yourself are there to walk you through and to understand and to have compassion for the fact that you are in a vulnerable place. You know, I think there are select few that we choose in life to confide in that way. I don't think we wear it all on our sleeves for everyone and anyone to see. It's sacred. That work is sacred. It's personal, deeply personal. And so we choose those individuals who we deem safe. And if we feel that in sharing our vulnerability and sharing the thoughts and feelings that are coming up for us in our breakdown, that what we are sensing from others is that they really don't have the compassion for our humanity, or that they're giving us that same message that we're so desperately trying to avoid and giving ourselves, which is, just get over it. You know, stop feeling bad for yourself. You know, there are people all over this world that are in far worse positions than you. You define those relationships differently when things like that happen, because that's not leading to a breakthrough. That's leading to shaming you, and to, you know, endorsing feelings of judgment, and lack of compassion. You know, we certainly don't need to be further infiltrated into those ways of thinking. So it's very important to recognize those few people in our lives who can tolerate, understand, and have compassion for when we are being human, because ultimately those are the most important of our relationships. I mean, my God, if you can't be human with the people that you hold dearest to you, that's something to look at, you know. And I guess that kind of is where the breakup part comes in, you know, is if you recognize there are relationships in your life that cannot tolerate you being anything other than a false sense of self, that refuses to look at anything that might make themselves vulnerable or human. And that's the only way that those relationships work, is when you're always, quote unquote, at your best. Those relationships aren't real. And they can serve a purpose in your life. There are people that I've termed for clients, good time friends. You know, you go, you do things, you're kind of mindless. They're not the people that you trust with your soul. They're not the people that you trust with your narrative.
Absolutely. And, when you have those people in your life that you truly love and you can share that with, that is the greatest support you can ever get. But when you've got those people who just won't listen to you or support you through those times, that's where you really got to take a serious look at it and either stand up for yourself, or that breakup kind of needs to happen. And, that takes a lot of courage and compassion to do that.
Absolutely. And it can be as simple as redefining the relationship.
Mm.
This is not where I come to for support. I've learned that now, and learning that lesson and knowing that that is not an indication of who you are, but actually, well, it is an indication of who you are. It's an indication that you're actually willing to prioritize yourself in such a way that you want to surround yourself by feelings of support, feelings of compassion, feelings of believing in you, encouraging you, supporting you, at very minimum, understanding, listening, and being that supportive voice in your life that says, I know that it's tough right now, but this too shall pass.
Mm.
The lack of judgment, the lack of shame, that's what we're really looking for. Where that exists and that does not change, we have some decisions to make with regard to those relationships, because that is part of the breakthrough. Sometimes the breakthrough also means the letting go of things that were shackling us, relationships that were shackling us, that we didn't recognize were, until we actually leaned on what we thought were pillars and they crumbled.
Mm. And it comes back to having those boundaries in place as well. Once you recognize that the people who you thought could potentially support you and they can't, that is truly where you've got to have those boundaries in place and know, okay, our relationship doesn't really support me in that area, so let's just not go there anymore. And those breakups that can happen, I mean, sometimes they are essential and they're not always a bad idea. It can be romantic relationships, it can be business relationships, it can be friendships, it can be work, it can be pretty much anything. But if you don't make the space for the right support in your life, your cycle's just going to continue.
Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of ironic, we fill ourselves, we only have a finite amount of hours in a day or effort that we can put forth. And if we are basically endorsing those same negative voices in our heads that don't belong to us, but are being echoed by other people, then we are actually putting our effort and our time and devotion into relationships that do not serve us and that actually worsen our relationship with ourselves. So when we have that finite amount of time, effort, and energy, it's important to have those boundaries that say, this is what I need. If I can't get it from you, that's fine. But I'm not going to hurt myself by continuing to walk into that same wall and expecting a different result.
Mm. Yeah, and that's, I guess, where the beginnings start as well. If you can look at it with the lens that, a breakup isn't always a bad thing. It's also a beginning, or it offers the space for a new beginning. If you take the time to be conscious of what happens around you at the moment that a breakup does occur, you've made that space for the universe to bring you exactly what you need.
I agree. I believe that if we are spending our time avoiding ourselves or avoiding the necessary distance that we should put in from those that hurt us and that are not willing to look at ways in which to improve themselves, improve the relationships that we have with them, we're not really allowing the universe to work in our lives. We're not allowing the universe to give us those gifts because we already have those seats filled at our table. We have a table to start with that could have love, compassion, understanding, friendship, support. But instead, if we already have those seats filled with shame and, you know, regret and, you know, judgment, you know, if that's who's already sitting there, we have some chairs to empty before we can actually allow our new guests to come in.
I love that analogy. I absolutely love that analogy. And it, you know, if you can look at it that way, and understand that you have a limited number of seats at that table, and there's only space for the sacred. Wow, your whole outlook on who you actually allow into your life changes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that really is the breakthrough, right? It's a personal breakthrough, but it's a breakthrough that basically analyzes life from the standpoint of you're setting that table. That's your table. And those are your invited guests. So who do you want there? And how do they enhance or detract from where you're going next? Because the whole goal and emphasis and importance in recognizing the value of the breakdown is to understand the ever-important value of the breakthrough. And so, you know, what we gain from that across the board is exponential.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that keeps coming up for me in this kind of cycle of breaking through and new beginnings is this cycle of healing. And, you know, it never ends. You know, it's something that we've constantly got to work on and be conscious of because we evolve and so does our healing.
Absolutely. You know, I think I've, you know, I'm guilty of saying to myself, okay, universe, I learned the lesson. I got it. I don't need it again. I know. I heard you loud and clear. Okay. I don't need another example of this. The reality is that we are going to learn the lessons that life has to offer one way or another. And we can accept being students of life or we can resist it. But life is not going to stop trying to teach us. And the reality is that those times that I've said, okay, I've learned the lesson. I don't need to repeat it again. Wrong. Because if I were correct, then that lesson wouldn't have appeared in my life again for me to either prove to myself that I'm going to do something different this time than I've done in the past, which I'm very proud to say more often than not has been the case, or I will be back in an old habit. And because I am human, I will follow the same path that I followed before. And the universe will say, aha, you see, this is where you go wrong. And so the idea really is the universe is our teacher, whether we like it or not. So I say embrace being a student and embrace understanding that, you know, until the day that we die and possibly beyond, we don't stop learning. We can try to go hide under our kitchen table, but eventually the universe will find us and teach us the lesson anyway, you know? So embracing it and understanding that we're going to have some feelings and we're going to have some growing pains. But that is to live life, and that's to live life fully. And so embracing it, I think, is far better than trying to hide from it.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And you and I embrace life through music, and you know, every episode we pick a song each. So for this episode, yours is a special one. What's your song, Ronnie?
Mine is "Back in My Body" by Maggie Rogers.
Gorgeous song.
And it is such a gorgeous song. It's so profound on so many levels, and it really is it really illustrates exactly what we're talking about right now, which is whether you have gone through change in life, whether you're going through change in life. But the idea really is that to be present with yourself, to make every decision consciously, and to, you know, the lyrics to that song were just so touching to me, and continue to be touching to me every time I hear them, because it really celebrates the connection with you and you.
Mm.
And that's to me what getting real is really about.
Mm, love it. And my song is Break Me, Shake Me by Australia's Savage Garden. One to get you moving. And the meditation for this episode, Let Go of What You Think You Know. You can find the playlist on Spotify, Get Real with Dr. Ronay, and the meditations on Insight Timer. Thanks for getting real with me, Ronay.
Thanks for getting real with me, Bindi.
Thank you for tuning in to Get Real with Dr. Ronay. If you've loved the show and would like to experience coaching with coaches like Dr. Ronay or Bindi through Live Treatment Concierge Services, visit livetreatmentvip.com.